Welcome to the MLB Scoreboard Report. There was a 24-run game Acuña played after getting hit the night before, and a win streak was broken. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone. Let's get into it. John Lester pitched six innings to win his first game in some time in just over a month, and Ian Happ homered as the Chicago Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0. The New York Mets didn't care who was on the mound. They kept swinging and scoring. Jose Bautista hit a grand slam, had a career-high seven RBIs, and the Mets set a franchise record for runs, forcing the Philadelphia Phillies to use two position players for the final three outs of a 24-4 New York victory in the first game of a doubleheader on Thursday. We'll get to the second game of the doubleheader a little bit later on. As he jogged from the bullpen, Tampa Bay rookie left-hander Adam Kleric reminded himself that he's pitched out of the bases loaded and no-out situations before, in the minors at least. It just hasn't been at his level, he said, and certainly not in a stadium like the Yankee Stadium or in the majors, period. Kleric escaped a critical jam in the ninth inning Tuesday for his first career save, lifting the Rays over the New York 3-1 to win their first series at Yankee Stadium since 2014. Tampa Bay has lost 12 straight series in the Bronx, a record since the ballpark opened in 2009. Bryce Harper had three hits and drove in three runs, and the bullpen held on as the Washington Nationals snapped a four-game losing streak with a 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Druxton Profar started an especially rare triple play and homered to help the Texas Rangers rally from an early five-run deficit for an 8-6 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Logan Forsyth had a career-high five hits, and Jorge Polanco drove in four runs as the Minnesota Twins outslugged the Detroit Tigers 15-8. In the second game of the doubleheader, Ryan Hoskins hit a three-run homer, Scott Kingerley hit a solo shot, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets 9-6 to split the doubleheader. Colorado Rockies took care of a couple of streaks. First, they found a way to keep Braves rookie Ronald Acuña Jr. from hitting over the fence. Then Colorado rallied for three unearned runs in the ninth inning and winning 5-3. That snapped Atlanta's five-game winning streak. There's a few games going on in the MLB right now, as there was a rain delay in the Kansas City Royals game in Toronto. So we'll get to that game first, as right now it is going into the top of the seventh. Now it is 2-6 Kansas City. Let's see how they got there. So in the second inning, there was a one run scored for the Blue Jays. Then the bottom half of the second, Lucas Duda hit a home run. So it's 1-1 after the second. Then in the fourth, the Royals scored three different times to make it 2-4. And then right now it's 2-6. The last run that scored came in the sixth that has been covered. Whit Merrifield singled to left field, and Brian Dozier scored. So it's 6-2 in the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals game right now. Another game that's playing on is in the top of the eighth, as it is the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the San Diego Padres, as there's two outs in the eighth right now. So five runs. So how they got there was Willie Peralta hit a home run. John Jay and Pollock scored on that three-run shot. Then Alex Avila, also in the first, single to left, and Goldschmidt and Escobar scored to make it 5-0 Arizona right now. And heading into in the top of the eighth, still with two outs. So yes, that's what's going on in the majors right now and what's happened. So let's recap it all again with the full scoreboard report. Once again, the Nationals get in the win column, snapping the Cardinals' eight-game winning streak, winning 5-4. The Tampa Bay Rays finally win a series in the Bronx as they beat the Yankees 3-1. New York Mets outslugged the Phillies in the first game of the doubleheader 24-4. Chicago Cubs score one run, but that was it, as they defeated the Pirates 1-0. The Colorado Rockies beat the Braves 5-3. The Phillies get a game back in the doubleheader as they beat the Mets 9-6. The Angels lost to the Rangers 8-6, and the Detroit Tigers lost to the Twins 15-8. Once again, two games still going on right now, still the top of the eighth, with one runner on as the Diamondbacks are beating the Padres 5-0. And the Royals are leading the Blue Jays 6-2 as they are in the top of the seventh. That was your full scoreboard report on the MLB scoreboard. Once again, as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and good night.